بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. این دعای افتتاح which امام زمان علیه الصلاه و السلام which received from امام زمان علیه الصلاه و السلام in the last paragraph امام علیه السلام teach us how we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He said, Allahumma inna nashku alayk. Oh Allah, we have objection. We are complaining. Faqda nabiyyana. Your prophet is not here, is not among us. And qaybata waliyyana, and your wali, your hujja, our imam, also is absent. We cannot talk to him, we cannot see him. We cannot take benefit from his guidance. Wa kathrat aduwwana, and we have too much enemies. We don't have prophet, we don't have imam, but we have a lot of enemies. وَقِلَّةَ أَدَدِنَا, and our number is low. وَشِدَّةَ الْفِتَنِ بِنَا, a lot of fitna surrounded us. وَتَظَاهُرَ الزَّمَانِ عَلَيْنَا, and everyone in this time against Muslim, against Shia, against your lover. This is Imam alayhi salatu wa salam ask us to recite this dua. I think the dhikr for tonight is this paragraph of dua iftitah. Allahumma inna nashku ilayka faqd nabiyyana wa qaybata waliyyana wa qillata adadina وكثرة عدونا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الضمان علينا. So Allah, we have objection. Our Imam went to come back, but more than 1100 passed, but he didn't return. He didn't come back. In the story of Prophet Yunus, peace be upon our Prophet and him, this is a beautiful story, and we can take benefit from this story tonight for our situation, for this time. Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he was 30 years old, appointed as the prophet for the people of Mosul. He went there and started his job, guidance of people. After 30 years, he looked at the result of his job, his effort. Only two people follow him. Only two people. He complained and he decided to leave the city and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down his adab, his punishment. When he left, one of those people who became mu'min, became follower of the Prophet Yunus, he called everyone and said, the Prophet Yunus is really Prophet of Allah. He came to guide us, but we rejected him. Look at the sky, the clouds. If you look carefully, you will see fire inside the cloud. And look at the wall, and everything became darkness. If you do not do tawbah, if you do not istighfar, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely will Surround everyone and we'll come to you. They said, what we can do now? He said, please search and find the prophet. If he is still here among us in the city, we can do something. Otherwise, there is no choice. People went and searched to find the prophet. After a while, they came back and said, no, the prophet left. We cannot find him. This knowledgeable person, this mu'min person, he said, okay, if prophet is not here, but the God of prophet is still here, he can hear our voice, our dua, our supplication. He said, what we can do? He said, everybody, call everybody to come and gather here. Then, before sunrise, we should leave the city as well. Come to the desert. And then ask everyone, man, woman, young, old, children, everyone came. And ask people to wear their old dress. And then separate the children from the parents. Even animals, ask to bring their animal. And said, there is only one way to save yourself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you rejected the Prophet. In Dua in Nutba, we recite that wa uqsiya man uqsi, wa qutila man qutil. Every prophet came, every imam came, we killed. Has been killed. By who? By their people. And some of them moved their city. Imam Raza alayhi salatu wasalam moved from Medina to Tus. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa faraja. Imam Askari alayhi salatu wasalam moved by force from Medina to Samira. And they killed Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and other a'imma. They martyred, they became shaheed. وَأُقْسِيَ مَنْ أُقْسِي وَقُتَلَ مَنْ قُتِلْ وَالسُّبِيَ مَنْ سُبِي. This is the behavior of mu'mineen sometimes. Behavior not mu'mineen. The person who actually live at the time of Prophet, instead of take benefit from their presence, they rejected them. The people of Prophet Yunus, they started to istighatha. Brothers and sisters, istighatha is not dua. It's dua with cry, with weeping. This is istighatha. It's not only normal supplication, oh Allah hasten the reappearance of the Imam. No. Istighatha is cry with dua. They stayed in the desert from sunrise until sunset and cried and cried, and children cried, old, young, everyone, they were crying. At that time, that knowledgeable person, he said, this is the time to return to your house. I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamar rahimin. This is beautiful mention that he gave them a zik. This zik is Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyun Hina La Hay. Ya Yuhyi Al Mawta Ya Hayyu La Ilaha Illa Ant. He said, repeat this zik and cry and do sajda, go to sajda and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise you would not be saved from punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, at the time of Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam has a rawayat. Allahum salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. People at the time of Pharaoh, they live with too much difficulties. the Pharaoh arrested people, killed all of the boys. And at that time, the Bani Israel, they started istighatha. How many hours? How many days? Imam alayhi salam said that for 40 nights, they did istighatha. They cried. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's difficult for us to stay one night in masjid and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this night, we usually do dua for everyone other than Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. We love Imam Zaman for ourselves. Imam alayhi salam, in one of tasharrufat, he said to one of mu'mineen, people come to masjid the Jamkaran for themselves, not for me. He said, Akthiru dua. Imam alayhi salam had 9 letters to Shaykh Mufid. In one of them said, Akthiru dua bi ta'jil al-faraj. Ask our mu'mineen to do dua, too much dua. Akthiru dua, frequently do dua. لتعجيل الفرج. It means that Imam alayhi salam is waiting for us, but we are waiting for Imam. Imam is waiting for us. Imam supposed us to do something, to do istighatha. Did you cry for reappearance of the Imam? Had you have istighatha for reappearance of the Imam or not? People at the time of an Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, said after 49 istighatha of people at the time of Pharaoh, for 300 years, the birth of Prophet Musa became early. It means that in regular time, Prophet Musa wants to come to the life after 300 years. But with this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became it sooner and earlier. It means that with istighatha we can hasten. We can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of the Imam. This is the duty of all of us. We have only one dua tonight. Not Allah, oh Allah, give shafa to this, to that. No. Oh Allah, remove my difficulties. No. We have only one dua tonight. Oh Allah, your Imam, your Wali, your Hujjah, he went to come back. Our children became young, our young became old, our old passed away, but still Imam didn't come. To what time we have to wait for our Imam? What we should do for our Imam? That's why the ulama said Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam is gharib more than Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam had Abul Fazl, has Ali Akbar. Who is Ali Akbar for Imam Zaman? Who is Abul Fazl for Imam Zaman? Imam waiting for us. But in any difficulty, oh, wait, Imam alayhi salam come and himself remove. This is the behavior of Bani Israel. When Prophet Musa wants to start war, said, oh, you and your God, go, and after you did everything, ask us, we want to come and join you. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Let me to recite one hadith. Tonight only I want to explain this hadith. This is a very important hadith. Give us direction. Give us guidance what we should do tonight. The hadith is from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وَإِنْ أَصْبَحْتُمْ لَا تَرَوْنَ مِنْهُمُ الْأَئِمَّةِ أَحَدًا فَاسْتَغِيثُوا بِاللَّهِ. If you wake up one morning and you didn't see any imam, any of us, فَاسْتَغِيثُوا. do dua with the meaning of fastaghithu, I told you. Such a dua. Cry. Go to sajda and cry, oh Allah, why we are depriving from presence of our Imam. فَاسْتَغِيثُوا بِاللَّهِ وَانْذُرُوا السُّنَّةُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَاتَّبِعُوهَا. Look at the history of other prophets, other imams, when they lose their imam, what they did. You do like those people, like the people of the time of Prophet Yunus, like the people of the time of Prophet Musa. Then Imam said, فَاسْتَغِيثُوا, not فَاسْتَغِيثُ. You yourself go and do all a'mal of the night of Nimay Sha'ban. No. Fastaghithu all of mu'mineen. It means that Imam alayhi salam supposed to all of mu'mineen to come together first. And everyone should stay in masjid everywhere. And fastaghithu. And say, Allahumma inna nashku alayk. Oh Allah, we have objection. Why we are deprived from our Imam? Shiddat al-fitan ibna. Too much fitna around us. Kithrat aduvna. We have too much aduv and enemies. Waqillat adadna. With low number of mu'mini. This is Imam alayhi salam teach us. This is the dhikr of tonight. Allahumma inna nashku ilayk. Faqda nabiyyana qaybata waliyyana. Kithrat aduvana qillat adadana. And then Imam alayhi salam said, if you do istighasa, fama asra'a ma ya'tikum al-faraj. The faraj will be very soon. This is Imam alayhi salam said. If you wake up and you didn't see one of us, your imam, do istighatha. And usually the istighatha is for the one who is muttar, distressed person. Who is muttar? Imagine one of your close relatives is sick, is in hospital, and doctors are hopeless. He may Allah take him life, for example. How you do dua? How you do dua? If one of your close relatives in hospital, and all of doctors are hopeless to treat him, you cry more, oh Allah, please. Please give him shafa. This is iftirar. If you be muttar and do istighatha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely will give you your answer. Will give you your needs. This is Allah said, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دُعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءِ. This is dua only for the appearance of the imam, but we usually used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give shafa. You know, the culture of this time changed everything, even our needs. The main concern of people has been changed. We are concerned about our degree, about our car, about our home, about our future. While the main concern of humanity should be return of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. We are concerned about everything other than Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. This is our habitat, our adat. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. This is the another dhikr for tonight. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. It means that if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show your اضطرار, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arham ar-rahimin. And this is the another statement from Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, some in the day of judgment, there is different type of hell. One of them is Jahannam al-Firaq, the hell of separation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran said, لا يكلمهم الله ولا يندر إليهم يوم القيامة. Do not take them to the fire. No. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يكلمهم الله. Allah would not talk to him. ولا يندر إليهم, and would not look at them. And in our time, the bala and the punishment is that the Hujjatullah and Waliyullah do not talk to us. This is another hell for us. Another type of punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the mu'mineen, he every time talk about Imam Zaman and only listen about Imam Zaman, not other than things. When you talk to him, he turned it at the end by talking about Imam Zaman. One time he had chance and met Imam and said, oh Imam, if your zuhur is not nearby, so please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take my life. I don't have tolerate to live in the world without your presence. Your presence. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, you and the half of month of Ramadan, you will die. You know, the capacity of the people and the ma'rifat of believers are different. You know, in Dua Kumail, which is very recommended to recite tonight, Amir al-Mu'minin has a beautiful statement and we cannot understand. The statement, فَحَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايِ وَرَبِّي. Then suppose my God, my Master, my Protector, my Lord, that I am able to tolerate your punishment. Suppose. فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَى فَرَاقِكَ. How can I tolerate separation from you? He said, may have a toleration to be in Jahannam, but I cannot wait. I cannot be in such a hell without you. The Jahannam al-Firaq, hell of separation. Some mu'mineen in this time, they said, oh Imam, if this life continue with your zuhur, without your zuhur, without your reappearance, so please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our life. Sometimes, you know, we cannot eat our favorite food. If you go to the doctor, they say, oh, you are sick. Because this is your favorite food. There's some people, they cannot recite Quran, they cannot come to masjid. They are sick. Absolutely, they are sick. Not physically. Spirituality, they are sick. They cannot even listen one verse of Quran. But the level of sick is different. If you do not feel any pain in this time, you are sick. You are not mutar. There is a beautiful book, Kashful Mahajjah, from the great alim Sheikh Tusi. In this book for Sayyid ibn Tawustari, translated in Farsi as well as Fanus, he had a letter and he has written to his son. It's so beautiful. He said, if people lose something, they search everywhere to find it. Suppose you come to masjid sometimes and lose your shoes. For 1 year, whenever you come to masjid, look at the shelf. You may find it. And he said, suppose if a mother lose his kids, everywhere look and search to find him. Can she eat? Can she sleep? Can she drink? No. Why? Because he knows the value and love of her son, her daughter. And Sayyid ibn Tawus continued that suppose in this time we lose our imam. We lose our imam. While the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that myself, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala farajam. If you want to know you are mu'min, the love of myself and my family should be more than love of your family and yourself. If we love Ahl Bayt Rasul more than our family, why we are do not feel any pain? We lose our imam. 1100 years ago. But we are not ready to have only one night istighatha. We cry for everything other than imam. Why? Because we don't have ma'rifat, enough ma'rifat to imam. If a mother lose her kids, can she sleep? Can she sleep? No. Can she eat? No. We lose our imam. But we don't ask about our imam. In Dua Nudba said, لَمْ يَمْتَثَ الْأَمْرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ فِي الْحَادِينَ بَعْدَ الْحَادِينَ. People would not understand imam. حَادِينَ بَعْدَ الْحَادِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed imam after imam, but people killed them, isolated them. And the question is that to what time we have to wait until all of humanity or all of Shia change their mind and come to this level to feel pain of occultation time? What is the answer? The answer is that the reappearance of the Imam has two types. The first type is the general reappearance of the Imam. Imam come for everyone. We know as the Zuhur. But the another one, if you yourself individually feel pain and do istighatha, Imam alayhi salam will reappear for you. That's why some ulama, some believers, they had chance to visit Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. At the time of Ayatollah Gulbayghani rahmatullah alayhi, the great marja, his doctor, he's alive, Dr. Bahir, Iranian, knows him. He said one time the office of Ayatollah rang me and said, Ayatollah, feel pain in the stomach and you come. What's happened? He said, we take him into his hospital of Ayatollah Gulbayghani in Qom, is famous. And a lot of doctors came and we understood that he has cancer. And we send the file, all of the analyzes, to the doctors in Tehran. They did same things and they said, yes, he has cancer. The only hospital we find can treat him is in London. So we prepared everything and said, I went with him, with some doctors to London. First time they visited him and said, yes, this is a cancer, and tomorrow should come here for surgery. He said that that night, I don't know what happened there, but in the morning, when I went to his room, he said, Alhamdulillah, I am good. Asked doctor to consider again. I think There is nothing. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal faraja. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The doctor came, all of doctors came and said, yes, we don't know what's happened, but there is no any sign of any cancer right now. After a few days, we returned to Iran. When I received, he said, when he received to Iran, Marhum Mujtahidi, one of Urafa, he called me. He said, at the night which Ayatollah Gulpaygani was in hospital, I saw Ayatollah Gulpaygani standing on his bed, and Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam was near him, and he asked Imam alayhi salatu wasalam to give him shifa. And Imam said, okay, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, by the Lord, by the kind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your cancer removed and you are safe right now. Is that right or not? Allahu sallallahu Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. Now the wali khuda, one of urafa in Qum, he saw Imam alayhi salatu wa salam in London when he stand next to the Ayatollah Gulpaygani. And Ayatollah Gulpaygani is the very pious alim. He had chance to visit Imam. So sometimes if yourself, you change your concern, the main concern of you is be Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam absolutely will give you chance to visit him. So this is the way. But at the story of Prophet Yunus, that knowledgeable person, that believer of Prophet Yunus, he said something is very good for us. He said, people, dua and supplication without change your life would not be accepted. First, you should retain all of Radd Madhalim, all of Haqqun Nas. If any Haqqun Nas be in your property, in your account, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not look at you, would not answer your dua. You know, one of the dua which recommended to recite it every day is Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammana. Oh Allah, do not put my main concern dunya. Now sometimes some people from the second they wake up, they think about dunya until the last moment they go to bed. Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akthara hammana. The most concern of myself, please do not put dunya. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, this is the last Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala farajahum. This is the last hadith I want to recite for you tonight. It said, kana li fi ma madha akhun fi Allah. Kana li fi ma madha akhun fi Allah. In the past, I had a brother in faith. Kana yu'zimuhu fi dunya. Kana yu'zimuhu fi ayni sagar dunya. Kana yu'zimuhu fi ayni sagar dunya fi ayni. He was very great for me, for Amir al-Mu'minin. In the sight of Amir al-Mu'minin, this person was great. In high state, in high status. Imam said, in my view, because the world was very small in his eyes. If dunya appear for you as a very good thing, you are a very small person. If dunya is nothing in your sight, you are a very great person. This is the criteria Amir al-Mu'minin gave us. He said, kana li fi ma madha akhun fi Allah. In the past, I had a brother in faith. Kana yu'zimuhu fi ayni sagharu dunya fi ayni. He was very great in my eyes because the dunya was very small in his eyes. As we are concerned about dunya, so we don't have enough time to talk about our imam, to think about our imam. Sometimes we need to do najwa with our imam. You know the Zulaykha in qissa, in story of Prophet Yusuf. She called everything around her as Yusuf. Window said Yusuf, door Yusuf. Everything Yusuf. Why? To do not forget Yusuf. Everything, the name of everything she put Yusuf. Why? Because she loved Yusuf. If we love Imam Zaman, really love, so when we see any alim, oh, please recite one hadith from Imam Zaman. Do you have any news from Zuhur? Do you have any thing about the sign of Zuhur? Please talk about Imam Zaman, like that person I told you. When you talk to him, he turn it to Imam Zaman. When he want to listen, he turn it to something about Imam Zaman. He didn't want to talk about other thing, only about Imam Zaman, because he loved Imam Zaman. If you love anything, so you think about it, you talk about it, you like to hear about it. This is the way of Ashiqi. This is the way of Ashiqi. Like Zulaykha. If our Ma'rifat come to this level, to the level of Zulaykha, so we call everything as Yusuf al-Zahra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be a good follower of our Imam, good lover of our Imam. In Farsi said, تا ظهورت چقدر فاصله داری ماقا. How far we have to ظهور of you. Oh, از جمعه بی تو گله داری ماقا. Oh, Imam, we have complained about the جمعه without you. Oh, از جمعه بی تو گله داری ماقا. رفته بودی که بیایی چقدر طول کشی. You went to come back. Why you didn't come back? About the a'mal of tonight. Tonight is somehow equal to Laylatul Qadr. And Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam said to Kumail, Kumail ibn Ziyad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and taught them this dua, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And taught this dua to Kumail and said, the best time for recite this dua, dua Kumail, is 15 of Sha'ban, the night of 15 of Sha'ban. So the one of the a'mal is reciting this dua. Because the effects of Dua-e Kumail, one night I think I spoke about the Dua-e Kumail. Ulama call Dua-e Kumail as Insanul Adiyah. Insanul Adiyah. What is the placement and situation of insan among other creation of Allah? This is the placement of Dua-e Kumail among other duas. Insanul Adiyah. The one of the effects of dua you commit is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your sin and you be ready for dua. End of dua you commit, you are ready to dua because your sin will be removed by reciting this dua. And you feel you are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The another one is ghusl. Ghusl in any eats in different events recommended. Why? Because it's istighfar. Sometimes we say astaghfirullah, but the ghusl, it means that, oh Allah, I wash my body, you wash my spiritual body. When you actually wash your body, actually you should have this niyat, oh Allah, please remove all of sin. So istighfar for tonight is ghusl. The another one is that Ziyarat Ashura. Because everything we have, even our belief after Karbala, we have because of Imam Hussein Salatu Wasalam. And the another one is reciting Surah Yasin and gifted to Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. And the another one reciting Ziyarat Ali Yasin. And the another one is Dua Faraj. This is mustahab tonight. And there are different du'as, but the one of the very effective salat is Salat Ja'far al-Tayyar. In any Jum'ah before Dhuhr is recommended, but for tonight as well. You can look at the Mafatihul Janan, find it. It's only 4 rak'ats. You can count it as the Salat al-Layl, actually Nafilatul Layl as well. And after finish those 4 rak'ats for Salat Ja'far al-Tayyar, then you can perform Salat al-Shafa wal-Batr, both 3 rak'ats. So tonight, as much as you can, do dua, but we all have only one dua. We have to do istighatha. Try to make yourself sad and angry and cry for reappearance of the Imam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, it's too late. I'm afraid maybe may you take my life and I wouldn't find chance to visit our Imam and leave at the time of government of the Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam and give us chance to leave at the time of Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma ajjal li waliyika al-faraj wal-afiyata wal-nasr waj'alna min ansarihi wa awanih. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.